second state visit to Windsor Castle. Israeli troops and tanks pushing deeper into Gaza City, the second day of a ground offensive that has toppled high-rise buildings and sent civilians running from tent camps where they had been sheltering. The Fed expected to cut interest rates at the conclusion of today's September meeting. This is ABC News. Remember the Publisher's Clearinghouse commercials? The people who showed up on your doorstep with a giant check promising you'd be rich? Well, the company went bankrupt a while back, and some of those winners have been left holding the cardboard check and little else.
One man who was promised $5,000 per week for life back in 2012, enough to retire on, telling KGWTV in Oregon he no longer receives the money he relied on.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to lose my home.
Gaming platform ARB Interactive acquired the company out of bankruptcy this summer and established a new platform for sweepstakes opportunities. But ARB says it's not responsible for paying out prizes issued by Publishers Clearinghouse before July 15th.
That's ABC's Morgan Norwood. FICO says the average credit score for Americans has dropped 2 points compared to last year, the drop driven by more people pulling out the plastic and a spike in the number of people who have missed credit card payments. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
On September 16th, at approximately 10:20 a.m., the Ashland-Bayfield County Emergency Operations Center received multiple 911 calls reporting a single vehicle crash on State Highway 13 near Amsa Road in the township of Chippewa. Emergency services, including the Ashland County Sheriff's Office, Butternut Fire Department, Glidden Fire Department, and Park Falls Ambulance Service, were promptly dispatched to the scene. Upon arrival, first responders discovered the operator and sole occupant of the vehicle tragically deceased. The Wisconsin State Patrol and Ashland County Highway Department also assisted at the scene to ensure the safety of the surrounding area. The circumstances of the crash are currently under investigation by the Ashland County Sheriff's Office in conjunction with the Ashland County Coroner's Office. The identity of the deceased operator is being withheld at this time, pending notification of family members. The Ashland County Sheriff's Office extends its sincere condolences to the family and friends affected by this incident. They encourage the public to exercise caution while traveling in the area and to keep the victims' loved ones in their thoughts during this difficult time. Monday, October 6th, from 4 to 5 p.m. over at the Park Falls Public Library, there's a Lego Building Club. This is open for children, first grade and up. And is once again taking place Monday, October 6th from 4 to 5 p.m. over at the Park Falls Public Library. Governor Tony Evers kicked off National Clean Energy Week with a visit to a Wausau brewery. Civic Media's Isabella Nieto reports.
This week is the 7th annual National Clean Energy Week in Wisconsin. In 2019, Governor Tony Evers penned a proclamation outlining a clean energy goal for Wisconsin. It aims to make statewide energy consumption 100% carbon-free by 2050. Evers kicked off National Clean Energy Week on Monday at a downtown Wausau restaurant. Evers toured the basement and brewing area at the Red Eye Brewing Company. The restaurant features a wood-burning oven and is the first brewery in the state to use a solar thermal hot water system. Owners Brett Danke and Kevin Eichelberger showed Evers how solar panels heat the water used to make their small-batch beer. The governor said his visit was to thank the owners for being sustainably conscious.
They're doing everything they can to keep costs down and also be good to the environment.
And added he's pleased to see their success.
The interesting thing for me is that they've been doing it for a long time. When they first, from the day they opened the door here, they've been doing things around, you know, making sure that their energy is cheaper and more appropriately solar.
The visit comes as two Republican state legislators announced a proposal this week that would allow community solar programs in Wisconsin. State Senator Patrick Teston of Stevens Point and Representative Scott Krug of Rome introduced the bill to tackle rising utility bills. Under the legislation, electric customers could subscribe to a community solar facility and receive credits on their electricity bill for using renewable energy. Evers says increasing access to solar power options could be beneficial for Wisconsin, but he doesn't know if he'll sign the bill until it reaches his desk. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Managua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. It's truck month, and right now qualified buyers get 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500s. Or choose up to $8,000 off with factory incentives and Mark's Managua Chevrolet discount. Don't wait. Offer ends September 30th at Managua Chevrolet and Highway 51 South or at ManaquaCars.com.
Well, Wisconsin schoolrooms are back in session, and this year it looks like a lot of students are interested in where their food comes from and agriculture education. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. I've got some numbers for you on the strength of agriculture education in Wisconsin. That's next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Sally Ladston is the Wisconsin Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources Education Consultant at the Department of Public Instruction. She's also the state FFA advisor, and she says they're thrilled to announce that there's more FFA chapters starting up this year around Wisconsin.
We have seen a few chapters chartering, and actually that's something that's been kind of, I'll say, booming. You know, the numbers aren't staggering by any means, but compared to the past number of years, we're seeing quite an increase in chapters that are getting interested. This year, we're excited to welcome a couple of new chapters. Winnebago Lutheran is one. iForward, which is a virtual school up in Northwest Wisconsin. And then we're also seeing some changes in how chapters are structuring themselves.
Sally Ladston with the Department of Public Instruction and the Wisconsin State FFA advisor. She says because of all the strength in students enrolled in agriculture education and food-related classes, they've needed, obviously, more educators. She said the good news is Wisconsin's got flexible alternative licensure options to keep those programs moving forward.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
And our Wisconsin entries did very well in the 2025 World Dairy Expo Championship Dairy Product Contest. 97 product classes they could enter. Congratulations to Lake Country Dairy Schumann Cheese as the grand champion winner in the cheese and butter category with their vanilla mascarpone cheese. Also, congratulations to the grand champion winner of ice cream, sherbet, frozen yogurt, and gelato. That's peanut butter chocolate ice cream from Kirshner's Super Premium Ice Cream in Chautauqua. You can see all the winners at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
The Badgers try to regroup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. After losing to Alabama, the Wisconsin Badgers hope to bounce back when they host the 3-0 Maryland Terrapins this Saturday. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on trying to turn around the program in the NIL portal transfer era.
Whether you're playing with three redshirt freshman offensive linemen or, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, their first time playing together with us, we have to make sure that we aren't just focused on the destination. Saturday will take care of itself.
NFL, the Packers have their first road game this week. Safety Xavier McKinney says they can't overlook the 0-2 Browns this Sunday in Cleveland.
I still think they got a good team. I think if you look at their roster of who they have on their team or what they can do, they got a lot of talent. It can turn around quickly for them.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Angels tonight in game two of that series in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. Last night, Freddy Peralta pitched six innings, allowed just one run, two hits, 10 strikeouts on the way to a 9-2 victory for the Crew. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
We have a chance at an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms will drop to around 60 for a low. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, and a little cooler with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61. 98 Q Country.
But you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do or say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it like, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
Town ain't got no nightclub, we don't need the neon lights. Girl, I got that 87 gassed up, 30 early out there in your drive. Got you a bullet and a koozie, keep it ice cold. You take a sip before we get gone. Looking at you with your hand out the window, I'm turning right while you're turning me on. Riding roads that don't nobody go down. Little trip through the countryside. These 38s make
to make you stop. The only light is a flashing yellow. Only thing that I want is your kiss. I'm loving nothing to do with you, babe. Just riding roads on a night like this. Riding roads. Out there where the moon hits the water. Out there where your lips in mine. I don't know where we are, cause somebody stole the street signs. I'ma take my sweet time. Cause I could go on forever, but you there ride a shotgun. All our friends are probably making plans, baby. Yeah, but we already got one. We'll be riding roads that don't nobody go down. A little trip through the countryside. 38's making the world go round. I hit a curve just to make you slide. The only light is a flashing yellow. The only thing that I want is your kiss. I'm loving nothing to do with you, babe. Just riding roads on a night like this. I got the other trying to cross the line, line, line. Yeah, the way you make me feel, I wanna keep it rolling till the sun rise, rise, rise. Riding roads that don't nobody go down. A little trip through the countryside. These 38's making the world go round. I hit a curve just to make you slide. The only light is a flashing yellow. Loving nothing to do with you, babe. Just riding roads on a night like this. Just riding roads on a night like this.
Riding roads. 98 Q Country. At 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
Took a Louisville slugger to both headlights. I slashed a hole in all four times.
No, not on me.
Wilson, 98Q Country, somewhere over Laredo. New stuff from her on 98Q. Hope you are doing okay here on this Wednesday morning. One final day of warmth and then a little bit cooler. Not crazy, but definitely not in the 80s. Yesterday and last night were a bit sticky, a bit humid. 62 is what we're waking up to today. We'll get this thing up to about 82 today. 71, they're telling us, tomorrow. And then probably 65 to 70 range for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're going to have a stretch of some rain here. We're going to see probably 3 out of the next 5 days, a pretty decent chance of rain. Today we'll see some scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm too, with some of that cool air pushing in behind this warm, humid stuff. Again, high of 82. Winds will be light and variable except for the thunderstorm chances, of course. And then tonight we'll see an isolated storm possible before midnight. And then basically a cloudy night. And winds will be light and variable for tonight. Tomorrow, 71, pretty decent chance of rain lingering through the day also tomorrow. And again, maybe an isolated thunderstorm for tomorrow also. So weather-wise, have that umbrella handy if you whatever you're doing is involved being outside, and keep an eye and pick your spots to go out and chop some wood or whatever it is you're doing out in the yard, because you'll have to be strategic on that. If you have plans to do it just a certain time on a certain day, there's a decent chance you get wet. That's what I'm trying to say, so you better plan ahead on that a little bit. Again, we're waking up to 62. Brewers took care of business last night. I didn't have a chance to see how the Phillies did. The Brewers are trying to hang on to that number one spot for all of baseball, actually, as far as best record goes. And the Phillies are their main nemesis. So the Phillies did win again last night, and the Brewers won. So the Brewers, 92-59. And the Phillies, 91-61. So the Brewers have played one less game than the Phillies. I'm not really sure what the tiebreaker thing is there. I'll take a look into that. But the Brewers, very close to wrapping up that division. They're 5 games up. The Cubs did win again. Cubs have won 3 in a row. And I know the Brewers are probably going to win this division. But, man, the Cubs are playing good. And they're going to be there in the playoffs. And they're probably going to have to play that first that first series at baseball playoffs kind of confuse me and how they do it. I don't really like how they do it, actually, but the Brewers will most likely avoid that first that first series, the play-in or whatever they call it. And as far as the best record goes versus teams in the American League, you got the Blue Jays over there at 89 wins. So, I mean, that would be only if you made the World Series that you'd get home field advantage on that. So Brewer baseball coming up for you again today, right here. Packers back onto somewhat of a normal schedule now. We've got a noon kickoff of the Packers on Sunday, so we can settle into some Brewers and then high school football Friday night, and then Packers on Sunday. All these Thursday and Monday night games and it's hard to keep track. But now we're into the regular season pattern of the NFL, where typically we have Thursday, we have Sunday. You got Sunday night, and then you got Monday night until we hit the holidays, of course. Got some Christmas Day games and all that stuff. We love that. The family loves that, don't they? When you tell your wife or tell your mom or whatever, just say, yeah, Packers play on fill in the blank, you know, Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day. You're like, oh, well, what are we going to do? I don't know. There's always that discussion about when we're going to have dinner. Well, we'll eat dinner when we're going to eat dinner. Well, you're going to eat dinner when you're going to eat dinner, and the Packer game is going to be on over there. So there's that discussion. I was just taking a look at some of the baseball standings here. How about the Seattle Mariners have now won 10 games in a row over there on the National League side. They're going to be a team to watch out for once the playoffs hit. We have twice an hour. We get you updated on what's going on around the world in our own backyard. News update. Let's get you going on that right now at 6:30. ABC kicks off our coverage here.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, the suspect in the Charlie Kirk killing, facing 7 counts, including aggravated murder, that could see him sentenced to death if convicted. ABC's Lana Moise.
The case now sparking bipartisan calls to turn down the temperature of today's political debate. Former President Obama last night calling this an inflection point, saying the central premise of our democratic system is that we have to be able to disagree and have sometimes really contentious debates without resorting to violence.
Amen. man in Pittsburgh ramming his car into the FBI office there this morning got out and ran and is still on the loose. King Charles preparing to welcome President Trump for Trump's second state visit to Windsor Castle. Israeli troops and tanks pushing deeper into Gaza City the second day of a ground offensive that has toppled high-rise buildings and sent civilians running from tent camps where they had been sheltering. The Fed expected to cut interest rates at the conclusion of today's September meeting. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. For those of you wanting to get the COVID-19 vaccine, but worried that you might need to get a prescription for it, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services would like to inform you that, as directed by Governor Tony Evers, the Department of Health Services has issued a statewide standing medical order that allows most Wisconsinites who want the COVID-19 vaccine to be able to get it at pharmacies across the state without a prescription. You can find details at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Thursday, September 18th at 1 p.m., there's a homeschool and virtual learning collective over at the Phillips Public Library. This is your opportunity to connect with other homeschool and virtual learning families, share resources, support each other, and enjoy a collaborative learning environment. All ages are welcome. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, September 18th at 1 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. Members of the legislature are considering their own security, Samantha Tomi Olson reports.
Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety after the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans.
Given the recent rise in political violence, of course, this is top of mind for many of our colleagues and, of course, the staff who work in the Capitol as well, the press, the guests, the children that come through this building on Capitol visits. So it's an ongoing conversation, and we hope to continue that with our Republican colleagues who, of course, control the safety in our chambers as well as the other entities in the Capitol.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
I am very confident in the police force that we have inside the Capitol. If you look at the incidents that have occurred, frankly, when you look at Minnesota, it was in their homes. If you look at what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it was in a public venue on a campus. So the idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Badgers try to regroup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. After losing to Alabama, the Wisconsin Badgers hope to bounce back when they host the 3-0 Maryland Terrapins this Saturday. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on trying to turn around the program in the NIL portal transfer era.
Whether you're playing with three redshirt freshman offensive linemen or, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, their first time playing together with us, we have to make sure that we aren't just focused on the destination. Saturday will take care of itself.
NFL, the Packers have their first road game this week. Safety Xavier McKinney says they can't overlook the 0-2 Browns this Sunday in Cleveland.
I still think they got a good team. I think if you look at their roster of who they have on their team or what they can do, they got a lot of talent. It can turn around quickly for them.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Angels tonight in game two of that series in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. Last night, Freddy Peralta pitched six innings, allowed just one run, two hits, 10 strikeouts on the way to a 9-2 victory for the Crew. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Whether it's day or night, hot flashes due to menopause can be unpredictable. That's why there's Veozah, a prescription treatment proven to reduce the number and severity of hot flashes day and night that can start working in as early as 1 week. Based on clinical studies measuring efficacy at 4 and 12 weeks, individual results may vary. Talk to your healthcare provider about what this may mean for you. For moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms or hot flashes and night sweats due to menopause, Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com.
We have a chance at an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms will drop to around 60 for a low. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms and a little cooler with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
98Q Country.
Baby, don't say no so quick. This ain't about me trying to see how far that I can get. But I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't mind just a little bit of you and I. Eye to eye, lips on lips, swaying to the music real close. We can both use a little let go kind of night. Baby, if you want a good time, we can get on it. Just take a shot and you can step on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance on it. Slow song it. You got to know that I want it, sounds pretty good, don't it? Well, I just now seen that smile, and I bet it's been a minute since you tapped on into your wild and crazy side. So baby, let's do this tonight. Baby, that moon looks just right, but don't fight it. If you want a good time, we can get on it. Take a shot or you can step on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance on it. So come on, baby, brain on it. It's one of those stars falling, love calling. Look at you feeling all right now. Sounds good, don't it, don't it? Every little thing got to know that I want it, want it. Yeah, sound pretty good.
Tyler Hubbard.
This is my station.
Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind.
My station.
98Q Country.
Baby, what are we becoming? It feels just like we're always running, rolling through the motions every day. I could lean in to hold you, or act like I don't even know you. Seems like you could care less either way. What happened? happened to that girl I used to know. I just want us back to the way we were before. Do I turn you on at all when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby? Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? Do I just need to give up and get on with my life? Baby, do I? Didn't have nothing but a perfect simple kind of loving. Baby, those sure were the days. There was a time our love ran wild and free, but now I'm second guessing everything I see. Do I turn you on at all when I kiss you, baby? The sight of me wanting you drive you crazy. Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby? Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? Do I just need to give up and get on with my life? Take your breath away, light up a spark way down deep. Baby, do I? Oh, do I turn you on and on when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby? Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? Do I just need to give up and get on with my life? Tell me, baby, do I get one more try? Do I?
Country.
Are you one of them girls that peels off the Bud Light label? Just might run the pool table. Roll your eyes if I call you an angel. Ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say no. Just to see how far I'll go. Your song comes on and your eyes close. That's when I know, yeah. You got your heart on lockdown. Got a wall I gotta knock down. Kinda wanna do a shot now. Come on now. You one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody. You're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us wonder. You like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, cause I'm one of them boys, who trade his whole world, yeah. For one of them girls who like to act all quiet, sexy, not even trying. Yeah, you know I ain't lying. Damn right, you're one of them girls. Broke every heart in your hometown. On the day you rolled out, got them all wishing on stars now. If I found one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody, you're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us want you.
write a little love song for one of them girls that ain't trying to mean nobody. You're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. Yeah, you're one of them girls.
The Judds. That's just Winona, actually. We hear one of the Judds, Winona or Naomi, singing, and we just assume, we just say, it's the Judds. Sometimes it's just one of them. That's Winona Judd. 98Q Country, broadcasting the morning show from the Aspirus Health Studios. It's a smile, it's a listening ear, it's a helping hand. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Brewers back on tonight. Got we're in back in Milwaukee again for the LA Angels tonight. It's a 6:40 first pitch. The winner, by the way, the Brewer tickets for tomorrow has been texted, so if you entered the contest yesterday for the Brewer tickets, check your phone and your text messages. That person has been notified. So thank you, everybody, for your entries in that. That may be our final pair of tickets, I believe. I've got one pair left, but I'm not sure about them. So stay tuned. We got a reality radio on the way. Good local stuff coming up this morning. Let's see. I made a list, and then I put it over here. Here we go. The we're going to have our monthly visit with the folks from Embrace, find out what's going on there. Also, there's a special event going on this Saturday at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church, and folks will be in to talk about that event that you may want to take part in. We have the Mr. Rick Morgan will be in to talk about the special event going on with St. Anthony's Catholic Church also. That's coming up this weekend. And we'll get Craig, I believe, in from Bader Sports Center to chat with us a little bit, too, about the outdoors and all kinds of good stuff going on outside. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. And we'll have reality radio a little bit after 8 o'clock here this morning. Some words of wisdom to get this mild. And I'm not saying today's going to be all wet, but the chance of rain and kind of a lingering thunderstorm is there. It's real today, tomorrow, and even into Friday. And we're going to get wet at some point today with maybe a clap of thunder here and there, too. It's warm, and we have a cool front it's not a significant cold front, but it's cooler air pushing in from the backside from the west. And that'll turn our 82-degree temps into probably a 70-degree temp for tomorrow. And with that comes maybe a little unstable atmosphere today. So keep your ears to the radio, eye to wherever you need to be to keep you updated on that. Let's get some words of wisdom for this Wednesday, the 17th of September. We take a moment today, focus on the family.
Does this sound familiar? It's cleaning day around your house, so you hand your teenager a list of chores. But instead of jumping right in like you expect, your son or daughter starts complaining. The next thing you know, you've spent 10, 20 minutes arguing with your 15-year-old about why they should do what you've asked them to do. The same thing probably happens when it's time for your child to do other things, like their homework, cleaning their room, you name it. I know because I've got two teenagers. Whatever the issue, locking into an argument isn't a great strategy for motivating children to be responsible. So you ask, what should I do? How about trying this? As one author says, put on your non-listening ears. In other words, don't try to reason or argue with your teenager. Just say what you want done and how long you're giving them to finish the job. Then you just walk away. They'll probably complain as you leave the room, but ignore them. Later on, give your teen consequences if they refuse to do what you asked of them. Maybe take away an important privilege or add some more chores to their list. Over time, your teen will learn to do what's expected of them, but without the complaining. Your teenager may never want to take responsibility around the house, but their want to isn't the point. We teach children to do what needs to be done, even when they don't feel like it, because that's a skill they're going to need in order to navigate the adult world successfully. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
With the fall colors showing and the breeze is blowing in, it's time to get your shoreline prepared for winter with Freeze Firewood. They offer full barge services for all of your dock and lift needs. They'll do boat pickup, storage, and even mobile winterizing and shrink wrapping. Call Freeze Firewood on Little Chicago Road in Phillips at 715-567-0616. 567-0616. Get your shoreline safely tucked away for winter with Freeze Firewood.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself,
What would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Step into a world where magic and merriment come alive. Discover fantastical creatures, behold thrilling jousts, and meet your favorite characters of old. From rib-tickling jesters to spellbinding performances, the adventure never ends. Make memories that will last through the ages at the most magical village on earth, the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Plan your visit today at renaissancefest.com. Huzzah!
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Way's month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
98Q Country.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. And I can forget you, girl, for good. Even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. I always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me. So I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump and the First Lady being welcomed at Windsor Castle. That's the music for President Trump's second state visit. ABC's Mary Bruce, also in Windsor.
President Trump was here for an official state visit back in 2019, but it is an incredibly rare honor to have a second official visit like this, something not seen in modern times. But the UK, well aware that President Trump greatly enjoys and values these kinds of displays, and that they can be a potent diplomatic tool.
Right now, they're in a carriage procession through Windsor. Windsor. The 22-year-old man charged with murdering Charlie Kirk in court for the first time yesterday, Tyler Robinson, said to have been texting his roommate with whom he was involved romantically just after the fatal shooting. Israeli troops continue pushing deeper into Gaza City, marking the second day of ground offensives there. Hundreds of thousands of civilians are still in Gaza City amid famine and buildings in rubble. This is ABC News. A Netflix true crime subject is back behind bars.
Shimon Hayud has yet again been arrested for fraud, accused of stealing more than $50,000 from a woman overseas. The convicted con artist was the subject of the 2022 Netflix documentary, The Tinder Swindler.
He was smart and funny and very impulsive.
It detailed allegations that Hayud used the dating app Tinder to pose as the son of a billionaire diamond mogul to lure women into relationships with private jets and bodyguards before turning around and claiming he needed financial support and allegedly fleecing the women out of some $10 million.
ABC's Perry Russum. Ben's ice cream just doesn't have the same ring to it, but that may be what it's coming to. Ben and Jerry's co-founder Jerry Greenfield says he's